Nicely with Martin Bester.
Just talking about IT specifically, I do find it's the one thing in life. There's nothing else that makes you feel more inadequate, old, useless to society than IT, than technology. It changes so quickly, so often. Remember the passwords, the logins, the... And then it changes, you know, just so quickly, and you wonder yourself, why? It was so lacquer before. And then they start throwing jargon your way.
Oh, my word, the worst.
If you want to baffle someone, you must throw jargony kind of terms and
lingo.
Lingo. Sure. Like, no one understands that.
No.
Like, no one understands it.
But you also, the way that IT people tend to do it is they say it in a way like, of course you know what I'm talking about. And it's like, I haven't got a cooking clue. I also don't know why you're telling me this.
Andrew Pike is the head of all things technical here, Jack here on the FM, and has been for many years. Is it a hateful thing? Do you find some morbid pleasure from being in IT? Sorry, good morning.
Morning, Martin.
How are you?
Thanks for interfacing with me this morning.
Oh, my goodness. IT, how often does it change? And why? And go for 20 points.
No idea. IT is changing all the time. These days, the biggest challenges are cybersecurity, safety, protection, that kind of stuff. Everybody's out to get your information. Everyone's out to get your password, your banking details, anything that they can get on you. And that's the main reason for change in IT. Plus, people want new features.
Who are these people? Because it's not the people who use it.
Trigger alert. People want changes. Which person here at this company asked for a new mailbox?
Thank you.
Name them. Name and shame. People in the IT department. Were they bored?
No, we presented with new enhancements every single day.
Oh, right? Enhancements.
Enhancements, apparently.
Is the enhancements only in the... is it hardware in enhancements or firmware?
I think firmware is a term, is it?
Absolutely. You can't buy a computer these days and just switch it on and make it work. Because you have to update the firmware, Felicity.
Do you not know what the firmware is?
No, what is firmware?
It's like the outside of the computer. It's that box that comes up.
No, rubbish!
You know, you get the screen.
Yes, okay. No, that's not good. No, rubbish.
And then you get that thing, you switch on, it goes... I guess not. What is firmware again?
Well, firmware, it kind of sits somewhere between hardware and software, right? So software is the stuff that loads every time you switch on your phone or switch on your computer. Yeah. Hardware is the stuff that always exists. Firmware is the stuff that you update. It's like software, but it doesn't go away when you switch off your phone or your computer. It stays there and you update it.
I feel like you're casting a spell and I'm just sitting here and then you can say, and then you add one leg of mute and the dragon.
A little pinch of hardware.
And the firmware.
Toil and trouble.
IT is fun. Listen to us. But because there are people that dedicate their lives in hacking. Like people who literally sit and they're just trying to hack systems all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Is it not a money-making scheme, though, all the changes? Because let's be honest, if the thing is the same, you're not going to pay more for it the next time.
There is a great competition or collaboration, let's say, between the hardware and the software developers. So somebody will come out with a new game, but that game won't play on the old hardware. So now NVIDIA or whoever it is that makes the video cards needs to make a more powerful and faster one. And then because they've made a more powerful and faster one, somebody else is going to develop some software. So it's a vicious circle, right? They're feeding off each other. And of course, these days you've got the AI factor. So everything that we used to call machine learning or computer learning is now AI. Everything is AI. But of course, that uses up more computing power. So that also drives the hardware and your Felicity firmware upgrades because it doesn't work with the old stuff.
Is it really bad to only have one password? Like a really good password, but is it really bad?
Well, if somebody's got your one password, then they're going to be able to access your whole life, right? So it is bad. What's not bad is having one password which unlocks. There are many, many password keepers on the internet, and you can put all of your passwords into that Pandora's box and have one password that unlocks it.
Oh.
But you would need... Here we go with the two-factor authentication, right? So you would type in your password to get into your Pandora's box of passwords. It then sends you a little notification on your phone, and then you say, yes, it's me, and then it lets you. And that's the safest way.
Because when the robber steals your phone, they're going to go, no, it's not me, because at that point, honesty is going to set in. They're going to go... I can't
actually,
tell this lie.
I just, yeah.
This is too far. Is that right?
Nothing is foolproof, and it's the human factor that the guys prey on. I mean, how many times have you received an email and says, from Deirdre King, who's our MD. But if you look at the from address, it's abc123@gmail.com. Right?
Yeah.
So you need to be very savvy when you're looking at these things.
There are a lot of fake profiles, by the way. Especially, I've got a lot of fake profiles on TikTok. Which platform presents the most hacking problems in the world right now? I would say it's TikTok, because daily there's a fake profile, and those people try and score money from people.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of stuff on Facebook.
Facebook as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the size of the platform. I think, if I'm not mistaken, platforms as Facebook is still the biggest platform out there.
Probably, yeah.
And perhaps maybe the people, because there's older age on Facebook, maybe the people are slightly less tech savvy or less...
right.
Yeah, you can say it.
And whereas perhaps the TikTok generation have grown up with smartphones and computers, so they get a little bit more savvy.
But you see, I'm cleverer. Because I'm going to make a video.
The cleverest.
I am cleverer.
Smarter.
I'm going to make a video where I'm say that my real profile has so many followers. You can't fake that. You see what I did?
I see, but maybe what you should say as well is at the end of it, you go, hello, this page is a 404. That's an IT term.
404.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done. Last question.
Do you know what that means?
Doesn't exist.
Of questions.
Doesn't exist. Yeah. First thing new. Last question. Is the word cash or cachet?
Oh, yes. Clearing your cash.
Cash. Of course it's cash.
But then why is there an E at the end of it? Why is it not cash? Why is it not cachet?
Because they're fancy. Why is it
French?
Are there any other important questions for Andrew?
Why doesn't potatoes have an E at the end?
What's up with cookies? What's a cookie? Why is there a cookie?
That is the best question. That is the best question ever.
That is a great question.
What is a cookie?
What is up with the cookies?
That's a great... Yeah. Answer that.
There are so many ways.
It's brilliant.
Do you accept this cookie? Yeah, of course I accept the cookie. Okay, I want to go into this thing.
Simple answer. You know when you go to the web page that you always go to every morning for traffic?
Yes.
The fact that you don't have to log in every time, and it's the fact that it presents you with Gauteng and all the traffic, is because it planted a cookie on your computer. In other words, that information that you fed to it over time, it's remembered, and that's the cookie, and that's what...
Okay. It's not even makes a great metaphor or analogy.
Thank you.
Which IT person decided that cookie
is the right term?
That's just the thing.
Thank you.
We're different brains.
Yeah, so different.
Let's think. Okay, you know what? Before the end of the show, I'm going to come up with a better freaking word than cookie, because cookie makes no sense. There's no logical.
Can't they call it like trees history?
Thank you.
Well, something like that.
Yeah.
It's your browser cache.
Even
cachet.
Touché, Felicity.
Good chat, Andrew. Thank you so much. Is there a job out there that you think we can fake really well? We'll give it a shot. Let us know. 084-850-0942.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester. How hard can it be?
How hard can it be to fake someone else's job? How hard can that be? Throw some terminology in. Jargon helps.
Jargon
definitely helps. I think from a... Oh, there's that wonderful... Oh, when we're at the coalface It's important to remember that it's blue sky thinking,
right.
Not.
Can I say it? BS baffles brains.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Cookies. Because I think sometimes we presume people know a lot more about our jobs than they actually do. IT people, I'm sorry, but you're guilty. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us, I think, baie mense sal saamstem. As it kom by technologie. You don't know 80% of your phone's functions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even some cars these days.
Oh yeah.
Leave a father.
Mm-hmm.
Just finding the what do you call it, the brights. Yeah. Sorry, it can be a thing.
Yeah. Or you don't even need to do it. The car will just do it.
We're too ashamed to ask. So I'm so glad you asked about cookies.
Yeah, well done.
It's quite simple in terms of the cookies. If you think of Hansel and Gretel, they were led to the house via crumbs. So you get led to the specific place where you ended up. They remember everything about you. So the cookie crumbs leads you to the place that you want to be based on your past browsing history. And thus it's cookies.
Well done.
I mean, I get it, but still, why Hansel and Gretel? Why have we now...
I feel like it's better for us to not know.
And also, we're gluten intolerant. All right. On the line is Dirk from the East Rand. Morning, Dirk. Hoe gaan het?
Dirk, Morten, hoe dank je zo?
Lekker man, lekker man. You're an electrician, obviously, because we work together. yes, that's right, Dirk. And I wanted to ask you, did you have a look at that circuit breaker at the complex there in Benoni yesterday? Did you?
Yeah, I managed to sort it out, but there was quite a it's not actually the circuit breaker. It was a dead short between the lava and the neutral on the three-phase supply.
Oh, the blue wire and the brown wire?
No, it was actually on the red phase and the white phase that there is a dead short.
Sorry. No, it was a bit blurry. It was a bit hazy yesterday. That phaser there. So did it trip again?
Well, I did put a data logger on it. We're going to monitor it. It looks like, it's functioning okay now, but I obviously still have to, do a current test once it's up and running, once everyone is, fully up and running again.
Oh, I love those.
Do a load test on it.
I love those. Sure. Those are always, listen, if you have one of those, what did you just call it? The thing, what do you call it?
A clamp tester.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you have those around, they help. Hey, Felicity, have you found in your routine a trip?
I have. In fact, I use it quite often in my breakers and also when I'm the connectors. It's important that the voltage is on par with what is in the area, and also if it's earthed, not right.
Yeah, you get a tripping obviously if there's an earthing problem or a neutral problem, and it's not easy to distinguish between the two.
What else did you have in your toolbox that helped you yesterday in your day, Kola?
Yeah, when I obviously had a look at the DB box, I had to make sure that the current had stayed alive after Dirk had intervened, because obviously, he was speaking about a break in the circuit. So very important that he was able to hook up his watt meter.
But you had the insulating tape.
Yeah.
The watt meter.
Yeah.
We call it.
Use Google Earth.
Yeah, we call it the watt meter.
Yeah.
Other people like yourself, Dirk, what do you call it again? The?
Me?
The watt meter.
It's the amp meter.
The amp meter.
This electrical company, we call it the watt meter.
Because we've caught up, in terms of the latest learnings.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Tell me, did you measure it on the VU gauge?
No, I didn't measure it on the VU gauge.
Oh, why not?
No, not at all.
Why not?
It's not necessary for that.
Isn't it?
You want to be, absolutely sure.
Are you sure?
VU meter. I've never heard of a VU meter. But I suppose we can try that.
But I mean,
I swear, I saw something about a VU meter somewhere. Wasn't there a VU meter?
That's going to be a difficult one. But yeah, I suppose we can try that.
But did you find that the amps were dropping?
The amps can drop. That's definitely a possibility.
Did you try possibly rectifying that with some copper wire instead of the other one?
Did you use the copper wire, Derek?
Instead of the other one?
The less copper one. The more standard one. Which wire did you use,
Derek? Was it the coax?
Next time I'll use an oscilloscope to see why the amps drop.
The oscilloscope.
That's the one. So just in closing, if there is a surge again, use insulation tape? Sellotape.
But it's not really very good.
No,
it's not really good surge protection.
Insulation. It's insulation tape.
You have to use a surge protection device.
SPD, yes.
An actual thing. You need to use an SPD for
those
that.
When you get the
with
SPD,
with an IKA rating.
That's
the rating has to be above 20 KA.
Absolutely.
And if that doesn't work, you just put some duct tape over the mouth of the client, because they're going to moan about it all
non-stop.
Day long. Derek, that's good job. Thank you very much. The department's very happy with you. And
you get a raise.
Good job. Well done.
Well done, Derek.
Have a lucky day, guys.
You're a true spark.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Yes, bye.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.